Who called the police?
I did. I was on the phone with the dispatchers. He attacked my boyfriend.
A roommate fight left everyone on edge.
He got in my face and kind of headbutted me, and I just pushed him out of my way. And basically, I got super mad.
And he's still jittery today.
Did you have too much coffee today?
Yes.
I usually know when to stop. I love this job.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
18-year-old Nicole Wendland and her boyfriend, 22-year-old Skylar Marzola, are suing their former landlord, Andrew Holmes, for the return of their security deposit and rent and an assault.
Order. All rise.
Case number 405 on the calendar in the matter of Wendland Marzola versus Holmes.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Who's going to speak for the two of you?
I guess I will.
Okay. This is your boyfriend?
Yes.
Two of you rented a room in the defendant's three-bedroom condo.
Mm-hmm.
How many rooms do you rent in the condo?
That was it.
Just one?
Yep.
And you were there for a relatively short period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And left. Left because you and the defendant were not getting along. He was not getting along with you, you were not getting along with him. It's a fair to take your hands out of your pockets, sir, and pay careful attention. Would it be fair to say, Mr. Holmes, that if hindsight were 2020, you would look back and you would say, I would not rent to these people?
Absolutely not.
Okay, so you were unhappy enough so that when they left, you said, I'm going to be more selective next time.
Absolutely.
Great. So you were happy that they left?
Oh, completely.
Great. And they were happy to leave because they were not getting along with you. Now, when they rented the room, they gave you 2 months' rent in advance?
Correct.
First month and last month? Am I boring you?
No,
2 months,
sorry.
2 months. And also some security deposit?
Correct.
Okay. How much was the rent?
It was $950 a month.
And how much was the security deposit?
I'm sure it was $950 as well.
Not sure. How much was the security deposit?
It was $950.
In total, how much did you give them when you moved into the room?
$2,850.
Where did you get the money from?
I was going to school as a full-time student, and he was working part-time at Kohl's. So we put our money together, and we both saved up so that we could move in.
Where had you been living before?
At his cousin's house in Simi Valley.
Where were you a full-time student?
At Moore Park Community College.
Where is that?
It's in Ventura County.
How far from his relative's house?
30-minute drive.
And how far from his house?
10-minute drive.
Are you still a full-time student?
Yes, now in Lake Isabella at the Saracosa Community College.
How long have you been going to community college?
Since the last semester that we were living in Ventura.
Which
since
was when?
August 7th was my enrollment date.
How long in total have you been going to community college is my question.
1 year. Sorry, I apologize.
In total?
Yes.
How many credits do you have? Under your belt?
Under my belt?
For a year. How many credits?
Just 12 for the last semester. I'm doing 13 for this semester.
Okay. So what I want to know is, where did we get the $2,850 from? I was a full-time student and...
I was a full-time student and Skylar was working as...
I want to know. I know. He's working part-time at Kohl's. I heard that already.
Yeah.
$2,850 is a lot of money to put together. So some of it came from money, I assume that you're telling me, from school.
I put together my money from part of it from school, yes.
Explain that to me.
Okay, well, when we moved down there, I enrolled as a full-time student. I wasn't working. I was just a full-time student, and then he got his job.
How do you live? He can't take care of himself from part-time Kohl's, so forget part-time Kohl's. I want to know where you get money from, Miss Wendland. Where do you get money from? Does the government give you money to go to school? You enrolled in school. I have 5 children, 13 grandchildren. A lot of them went to college. All the children went to college. The grandchildren, most of them, the ones who were able to go to college. When you enroll in college, you have to write a check. You also have to live. You have to drive a car.
Yes,
you have to... where do you get the money from to go to school?
From the FAFSA grant.
The?
FAFSA, financial aid.
How much?
I was receiving, for the first semester, I believe it was $1,000 for the first check, and then it progresses as the checks go on, I think. So I saved all 3 of my checks from the first semester and put this all together, along with some cash from
him. So that's for living expenses?
Yes, for living.
Who pays for school?
Oh, I got accepted in with the BOG waiver, and it's a community college, so I went and I enrolled. I got accepted to all of their grants and their waivers that I filled out. I mean, I don't know how else. You know, I would just went to the community college and asked them if I could enroll and register. And it's financial aid and BOG waiver that helped me with my books and my classes and my units.
And you get checks for $1,000 for your living expenses.
Well, altogether, just to help me go to school, they said FAFSA is supposed to go to, and I couldn't go to school unless I was staying in Ventura. And it also helped me with utilities, and well, utilities were included in the rent, but it helped me with, you know, bathroom toiletries and things for the shower and things for the room. I bought a mattress and bed set as well, and things to go along inside the house.
What month did you move in?
I moved in October 1st
of 2017. And school started for you when?
August 7th, but we were staying with his cousin before we had moved in.
I'm still not...
My cousin released, she didn't charge me any rent at the time. She had me come down trying to help me so I could start my life and find a job and she can go to school and eventually hopefully be able to move out was her plan. And we saved up enough money after living with my cousin for so long from my part-time job and her financial aid checks that we were able to move out and find his location.
She doesn't have that much financial aid to save three checks because she moved in with him. She didn't save $3,000 because that's what you said.
They sent me a late check. It came in as an abundance because of the enrollment time that I enrolled in. I was on the last enrollment date.
Okay, and when did you move out?
We moved out November 23rd. It was Thanksgiving Day.
So you lived there in October, so you paid $950.
Mm-hmm.
And then you moved out November 23rd, and he did not return your security deposit?
No.
And who called the police?
I did. I was on the phone with the dispatchers. He attacked my boyfriend.
Now you're going to tell me why they don't get their security deposit back?
Well, first of all,
you're going to tell me why they don't get their security deposit back. I've already established both of you were happy to be rid of each other.
Okay. They came back to the house with a dog the day before Thanksgiving with no knowledge of me. They showed up in the parking lot, texted me, said, can your dog come down and meet my dog?
Oh, I'm asking you a question.
Mr. Holmes,
just asking you a question. Why don't they get their security deposit back? Security deposit is for damage. If you have damage to show me the pictures
okay.
of the damage that you claim ate up $950.
There is not $950 damage.
Okay, then they get their security deposit back.
I haven't really got the full amount yet. I don't know how much it's going to cost me.
I don't care.
Okay.
That's not my problem. That would be your problem.
Yeah.
Because if you're talking about December, January, and February, you had enough time to get whatever estimates you needed in order to come here and to be able to say to me,
correct.
They can't, let me finish my statement.
Okay.
Sir, it's my show. They pay me the money to do what I do. $950. Now, what happened on the 23rd of November?
The day before what I was talking about, they came
back
with
the dog. The day before they came home with a puppy.
Yes.
All right, like they idiots. They could not take care of themselves, so they need a dog. All
exactly.
Right, go.
Right? So then I, on the 23rd, I smelt smoke coming out of the room, and it was a big thing about no smoking cigarettes inside the house. Well, he comes out and gets all yelling because we already had an argument the day before about the dog and all this stuff. And basically, I got super mad. And he came after me, and so we got a little argument, and he got in my face and kind of headbutted me, and I just pushed him out of my way.
Kind of headbutting you,
it
Mr.
Holmes.
Shh, shh, shh. Did you have too much coffee today?
Yes.
Looks like you had too much coffee today, Mr. Holmes.
And ADD.
I know, sometimes if I have any caffeine, I get jittery too. I usually know when to stop. I love this job. I wish you loved it as much as I do. $950 plus 25% of 950. What is 9 237.50 and 950. $1,187, because they fuffle caused them to leave. They had paid you the full month's rent. They left before the month's rent. And I get to $1,187. Judgment for the plaintiff. We're done. Thank you very much. That's
Thank
all.
Please excuse. You may step out.
Started smoking cigarettes inside my house. And
he's just stubborn, you know, hard-headed. And people are just like that.
Not living up to what they were supposed to be as roommates, I guess.
Intimidation and sexism towards me.
What?
He only ever wanted to deal with anything that involved with the house with me, and not both of us, even though we were both paying the rent.
No, they're completely false. I don't know what they're talking about.
I just tried to squeeze out. I just didn't want to be there anymore.
I'm never going to rent the room ever again. Straight up.
You know, I just wanted justice, and that's what I got.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Susan versus Gatto McCann. Step forward.
Home health care aide Anka Susan is suing Marianne Gatto McCann for loss of income due to defamation of character.
Miss Susan, you're a home health aide.
Correct.
By profession. According to your papers, you've been doing that kind of work for 12 years. What kind of professional training do you have?
I have a BS in biology from New York University. I have 4 years of dental school in Stony Brook. And then I have 15 years, actually, of caregiving. Due to a back surgery and post-op infection, then I changed my field of work.
Okay. Your complaint is that the defendant posted a negative review about your service online, where I assume you advertise for your service.
Yes, actually, it is it's called care.com, and it's a site where caregivers and care seekers meet. It's a very safe site, and where I am paying
You pay for a site to advertise
yes,
on
ma'am.
The internet, and people can comment on your service.
Of course.
Either positively or negatively.
Correct.
And this is what happened. The defendant's father had had a stroke, and he had a permanent caregiver. His permanent caregiver, according to the defendant, and I have no reason to doubt that, permanent caregiver was going in for surgery, and she had a need to find a substitute. And she started her interview process well in advance and hired you 2 weeks before. 1 week. She said 2 weeks? 1 week before. Let's find out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
My sister couldn't do it.
Why?
Because she's working.
Well, so were you.
I was not.
You had a commitment.
Okay.
So you chose to avoid your commitment that you had already committed to, just like your sister works, and she wrote a bad review. I'd like to see the review she wrote.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Home health care aide Anka Susan says Marianne Gatto McCann caused her to lose income when she posted a defamatory review about her.
Now, when were you interviewed by the defendant?
Of course.
Just give me the date. I don't want a whole story.
No problem.
Give me the date.
November the 9th we met. November 1st I applied.
Just a second. When were you interviewed?
November 9th I met
November
at her
9th.
House. Yes, ma'am.
Just November 9th.
November 9th.
And what was the start date?
Starting date on the 13th to the 22nd or 20th. It's a whole week.
So is what you're telling me you first met her on the 9th of November?
That's correct.
And you were supposed to start to work on the 13th?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that correct?
No, she was supposed to start on the 12th.
So you only interviewed her 2 days before?
Of course.
Shh. Don't speak. Is what you're telling me, Ms. McCann, you only interviewed her 2 days before?
We were having contact through care.com, messaging each other, and...
I want to know when you hired her.
We set... I'm not sure of the date, but I think the 9th sounds probably right.
Just a second. On the 9th, and she was supposed to start, according to you, on the 12th.
12th.
And according to you, on the 11th, she notifies you she couldn't take the job.
No, the 12th.
On the same day?
The same day.
Give me the date that you started... to communicate with the defendant.
Of course.
What date? Just give me the date.
November 1st, I apply.
November 1st.
Yes, I apply for her ad.
Is that when you started to communicate with her?
No, we communicated on the 2nd through care.com because she called me through the third party.
So you started to communicate on the 2nd. And on what date were you hired?
On the 10th, I was hired, not even
may
on
I,
the day of the
may
appointment.
May I see proof of that?
Yes, of course. You have here and... proof of the...
No, proof of the date that you were hired. She said you were hired...
Well, it's a verbal agreement, Judge Judy.
So, do you have any written proof...
I do
...of
have
the day
here.
That you were hired?
Yes, it was...
I'd like to see it.
...of the hiring. I'm confused. Meaning that if she gave me any proof that I was hired...
Yes, I want to know what date did you tell her that you would... Yes... I like you, you like me, and it's perfect, and
it
we'll...
It was a verbal conversation on the phone. She called me on the 10th.
On the 10th.
Yes, Judy, yes, on the 10th.
You were supposed to start on the 12th.
On the 12th, just for a couple of hours to...
I don't care if it was for 10 seconds. You were supposed to start on the 12th.
You are absolutely right.
And on what date did you tell her that you could not work for her?
On the 12th in the morning.
On the 12th. On the day
the
you...
On the 12th.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
When your mother went into the hospital on the 10th, she stayed overnight?
Yes, she stayed overnight.
Was your twin sister there?
Yes, she was there because she lived with my sister, yes.
So then why did you cancel with the defendant on the 12th?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Home health care aide Anka Sousa says Marianne Gatto-McCann caused her to lose income when she posted a defamatory review about her.
Now, the date is the 12th, so the day you were supposed to start, you told her that you couldn't come and take care of her father. Did you tell her why?
Yes.
And what was the reason?
The reason is my mother fell on Friday night. My mother...
Friday
the 10th.
Your mother
November
fell... 10th. Your mother fell on the 10th on Friday night.
Correct.
And
my sister took her, I have a twin sister, took her to the hospital. She called me. I went to her with the hospital. During the weekend, there were a couple of things that were done to her, but we were waiting for Monday where to go with my mom to the hospital and actually see.
Just a second.
I'm listening.
Your mother went into the hospital on the 10th?
Correct.
On what day did she leave the hospital?
My mother left the hospital the next day.
On the 11th?
Correct.
When your mother went into the hospital on the 10th, she stayed overnight?
Yes, she stayed overnight.
And you have a twin sister. Was your twin sister there?
Yes, she was there because she lived with my sister, yes.
So then why did you cancel with the defendant on the 12th if your mother lives with your sister?
Correct. I will answer that because when a situation like this appears, my sister couldn't stay with my mom. If she would have been in the hospital or taking care of her or taking her to the appointments on Monday, my sister couldn't do it.
Why?
Because she's working.
Well, so were you.
I understand.
Just a second. So were you.
I was not...
You had a commitment.
Correct.
On the 12th.
Okay.
So you chose to avoid your commitment on the 12th with the defendant that you had already committed to, just like your sister works.
Okay.
Wasn't an emergency. You didn't notify her on the 10th. You didn't notify her on the 11th, and she wrote a bad review. I'd like to see the review she wrote.
Okay, Judge Judy.
Just a sec. Listen, I got the whole thing, and I would be annoyed too, because see.
Well, I would like to say something, Judge Judy, that family comes first. Even I will be starting a new job or running for a president, I don't care. My family comes first, and that's my mother.
That's so good for you. Listen, good for you. She's
okay.
Allowed to say
I'm
that
just saying.
She's. Miss. Madam. Listen to me carefully.
Yes.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Now, you are right. When it comes to family and family emergencies, you have to prioritize between that and somebody that you work for if there's an emergency. The person in this situation had an emergency. The emergency was that you didn't notify her the day that your mother had to go to the hospital. You didn't notify her the next day. And the following day, which was Monday, which was when you were supposed to start with her, you called her and said, don't speak. These are your timelines. You called her and said, I can't come today. You chose to take care of your mother instead. Good for you.
Judge Judy, she had two caregivers. So she was covered by her sister, herself. My mother has nobody than myself.
Good.
Okay.
Your case doesn't belong in court.
She said
you were unprofessional, and in her view, you were unprofessional. And in my view, you were unprofessional.
Okay.
She's not precluded from saying on a site where you advertise that in her view, your conduct in canceling your work responsibility with her was unprofessional. I don't necessarily disagree with her. You chose your sister to go to work instead of you. Your sister could have stayed home with her. You could have gotten a caregiver to stay home with her. Did your mother go back to the hospital?
Yes, we went back.
Just a second. When?
Well, we went Monday to the hospital.
Who went?
We went, my sister and I, we went to the hospital.
So you went together with your mother, with your sister?
Judge Judy, she has the power of attorney.
Your case is dismissed. You have no case.
Judge Judy, please listen, please.
You have no case.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
My concern was the condition of the dogs in his house.
How many dogs do you keep inside your house?
There's about 8, Your Honor.
And how many dogs do you keep outside your house?
30 dogs.
Judge Judy.
I think it was fair. I think that if that's the called unprofessional, I guess I was unprofessional. Choosing my mother first is true.
I think she made the right decision.
I don't mind negative review. So if she would have written the right thing, what happened?
Quite frustrating.
I wouldn't have any problem. We wouldn't even be here.
Because my family all had to pitch in to help my dad.
What I will hope is that we'll have the heart, the defendant, to go on site and remove.
I actually amended my review and took off the unprofessional comment.
That all right, the right thing, right, the truth.
And just left the actual facts, but she's still not happy with that.